So Supergirl action figures are on clearance before the movie is even coming out. This is not a good sign. And we saw this happen before with other movies like Captain Marvel, and I think it was Shang-Chi. Those figures were on clearance before the movie actually came out. That tells me that a lot of people, a lot of normal people, just aren't interested in this movie, and or Walmart has already decided that these things aren't going to sell. So these are DC Multiverse figures, DC Studios, $18. They were $25, and I have to give a huge hat tip to Playtime Mime, who tagged us in on this. Also Lobo, you can see he's $25, and whoever this guy is over here, $25, down from $35 for an action figure. And a lot of the Superman toys were on clearance too, but I don't see as many of them now as I did before. Now, here's the thing. I don't know how Supergirl is actually going to do at the box office. I am not getting much excitement from this one. People are talking about pretty much every other movie except Supergirl, and I'm going to be honest, it looks pretty dark compared to Superman. It does look very much like another Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and I'm not saying the movie is going to be bad. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to do as well as Superman, and the test screenings have not been going very well. This is coming from World of Real. They said Supergirl had over 8 test screenings so far, 3 different composers, multiple endings, and more Superman. Yeah, apparently they're adding more Superman to it. They said, with all that in mind, what is going on with Supergirl? They said, I've been hesitant to dive into the test screening chatter for this one. The film has been screening for months, and from what I've been hearing, it continues to evolve with each cut. That is not a good sign. Supergirl is reportedly test screened at least 8 times, more than I can recall for any other studio film this decade. There have been 3 different endings shown, with the latest attached to last week's California screening. That cut reportedly runs around 1 hour and 50 minutes and includes additional Clark Kent and Superman scenes. The film has also gone through 3 composers. No longer attached is Tom Holkenborg. And the musical carousel began around December of 2025. You want the truth? Reactions have been mixed. Not disastrous, but not glowing. Millie Alcock's performance as Kara and Supergirl keeps being singled out as a major highlight. On the other hand, several sources mention the action sequences don't quite land. And the main villain, Krem, I guess that's Krem, it's on clearance, feels underwhelming. Reports from multiple screenings do indicate Jason Momoa's Lobo making a strong impression despite the limited screen time. So I don't know how this one's going to go. I'm good to be honest, but yeah, the figures are on clearance already.